Everyone is going to have to learn how to use the DAZN app to watch Grizzlies games this year. So, Coach, I know you love boxing. You don't have DAZN, do you?
You know I don't, Jeffrey. I
don't think does DeMichael? I know y'all two are the two biggest boxing fans I know. Does DeMichael have DAZN?
That's a good question.
I don't think he does because he doesn't usually ref. Because like when we were talking about it, I didn't get the sense that he had a frame of reference. And DeMichael, this is not calling you out.
No, not at all.
I was. I'm wondering, has anyone used it?
Correct.
I'm searching. I want to be very clear. I'm not pointing the finger and going, you should have used it. No, I have. I don't know. I don't know if anyone. Listen, if it's a streaming app and I've never used it, I'm going to go out on a limb and guess very small numbers.
Yeah, because you got most of them.
I think, Coach, it might be the only one.
I haven't used it, like, personally, but, like, I have watched streams
on it. A fight or soccer?
Soccer, mainly, on it, because they also do, like, Champions League, Europa League, all that stuff in the U.S.
Wait, I thought Champions League was on Paramount Plus.
It's one of the sources.
You streaming the out of
no.
Are you streaming the out of U.S. market DAZN?
I'm not. Europa League mainly.
Okay, I can buy Europa League. I didn't
Champions League. I just stick to Paramount mostly because I like their desk. But like I've watched streams from DAZN, and at the very least, it runs well. Like we don't have any outages or issues there.
I will say, the early consumer reports are. Functionally, it is very good. With that being said, I don't love this reality, so I'm obviously buying this.
Okay.
So we got the schedule today. Here are the latest. They announced that 15 NBA Cup games will be part of what we used to call the national TV games, but now they're part of Prime and more. So the Grizzlies have four games, none of which are included there. The Grizzlies will play, they will host Oklahoma City Friday, November the 11th as part of their cup schedule. They will go to New Orleans the following Friday, November 13th. On Blackout Wednesday, the Wednesday before Thanksgiving for all the college kids out there, the Grizzlies will host the Clippers. And then the following Friday, the Grizzlies will go to Minnesota. None of those games are earmarked for any of the national media package games. George, what would you set the over-under at? Is 9.5 too high? I'm also unclear. I'm going to say we're removing NBA TV from...
Yeah, that bit like that's
correct.
National
correct. No.
Technicality.
I'm talking about the ones that would count are a Peacock game, a Prime game.
Peacock, NBC,
NBC,
Prime.
ABC, ESPN. Am I missing any of the ones that that would be considered part of that package? Is 9.5 too high?
It might be.
That's what I was kind of leaning towards too, because my first thought was like, it's going to be single digits, and then I was like, okay, should we set it at 9.5?
Just because cup games and like they end up, you know, this would be prior to looking at the cup games.
So...
Because if you said it at 9.5, I'm taking the under.
Because this is the other aspect of it. I was not expecting to see the Grizzlies show up on opening night. I was not expecting them to show up on Christmas Day. So that neither here nor there. But oftentimes, cup games will show up. I mean, the Grizzlies, I know the Lakers game last year was definitely a prime game. And you would kind of think that, maybe one of them could show up. The fact that none of them did. Now, granted, the Lakers are not in this. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you don't have the LeBron of it all.
Right.
To maybe.
But the Lakers are always, like, big enough market, they're going to end up there anyway.
Well, what I'm saying is, like, you don't even get the grifting national TV game.
Right.
Because while the Thunder are an elite team, I don't think Are the Thunder going to be on national TV 34 times? Like, do they hit the max? My guess is no.
My guess is no.
So you're not even getting like that. I guess maybe you could have said, what about the Timberwolves game? Because you do have Ant, you do have Melo, the curiosity there.
Yeah.
But the fact that we're getting none of those, I think you're right. I think 9.5 is too high. Is 7.5 too low?
I think they probably land right at 8.
All right. So I think that's probably somewhere around 7.5.
Yeah.
Would be the number of games. So that means for the reason why I'm bringing all this up for everybody else, let's say that George is right. Let's say it lands on 8. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have 74 other games that we're going to have to watch. And even if they are able to work out somewhat of a simulcast agreement, let's say 10 games are on WMC. I mean, we're still at 64. So, and I'm still unclear how exclusive the DAZN local rights are, and maybe they could work out another deal, but we had Austin Karp from Sports Business Journal, who reported the story. He basically was saying, like, exclusive means exclusive. Like, that's what DAZN is paying for. This is their attempt to try and enter the NBA marketplace. They want to be the home for whenever the NBA decides to actually launch their centralized version of the local media rights package. They want to be the host of that. And that this is their opportunity to try to get a leg up on YouTube and I believe ESPN, who are the big, the leading favorites, if you will, to land that package. Boys, I guess we're just going to have to tack on 20, what is it, George, 21 extra bucks a month?
I mean, maybe. Also, we also aren't sure if they're changing prices for an NBA package.
That is true. Also,